I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
You talk about dinner. We think that seems like such a simple thing, but what studies have shown that if we can do it together as a family a few nights a week, it does make an incredible difference, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and the data is easily accessible. You can just Google family dinner, and you start to see it. All the positive things that accrue to families that do it, and all the negative things when we're moving so fast that we never have that point of connection with our family members. There's a lot of downside to that. And the opportunity to be around the table, to reconnect with each other, it's a big deal. And it leads to, you know, I'm always conscious of coming back around to things that are very practical. One of the things that I think ought to be happening around our dinner table is cultivating a sense of gratitude. It's one of the most important things as Christians that we can give to our kids. Gratitude is a discipline. It's something that we feel sometimes and sometimes we don't. But as Christians, it's something we always ought to have because of what God's done for us. So working the gratitude muscle at the dinner table gets prompted by a very simple question. You know, what was your good thing for the day? What was your good thing for the day? What was one thing that happened today that was part of your experience that you're thankful for? In that regular rehearsal of doing that, now with younger kids, they'll jump in right away. If you're listening to this and you've got a teenager and you think, you know, I'd like to start doing that, you know, probably for the first 2 weeks, they're going to look at you like you've got a third eye in the middle of your forehead. You just need to stay with it. Because cultivating together a sense of being thankful and being grateful will change the culture of a home as quickly as anything I can think of. We want to shape the habits of our own hearts, too. We want to make ourselves available as often and as much as we can. Time is the thing here. You really don't get to choose your moment of influence. So from the time our kids are small, if we simply learn to say yes to them whenever they ask us to do anything, just continue to say yes before we even think about it, and invest tons and tons and tons of time in building that relationship with our kids, yeah, it's never too early. And that's the opportunity that we have to shape our own patterns, our own habits, so that we are bonded to the young people that God gives us.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.